What is this? What is this beautiful backdrop you got?
At the end of the year, I'm sat so close to it, it keeps like wobbling. so it doesn't look real. I've given it away already. It's fucking shit.
But well, where did you get that?
Amazon, mate. I'll tell you why. Because my drums are behind this.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing on the wall, and it's really dim. It just looks wank. And you've got a backdrop, I can't find a backdrop except black. So I found a fake brick wall.
So you chose.
And I thought that's cheaper than an actual brick wall.
You chose. What the fuck? My phone's going off. One second.
No one's calling. Notice
Instagram does weird shit to your phone? You notice that?
I have all the notifications off because I'm not a maniac.
What the fuck? That's one second. Sorry. Okay. Why did you choose the brick pattern?
Because it was that or black.
I think black would look better.
You think?
Of course.
No.
Is this part of the hardcore team? That dungy, like, brick background?
Well, I hadn't thought about it like that. No. Wait, I think my chair's a bit high. Wait. Oh. There you go. There you go. Just got a new chair as well. So I thought I'd put that there.
So new background, new chair. And now you look too low. You look like you're like a little midget. Oh, wait.
No, I don't.
You can't say midget. You look like a little person.
Why can't you say midget? Who decided that?
I don't know, man. They just keep taking words away. Everybody.
Next you'd be like, well, you can't call them dwarf because they're technically different.
I don't think you can call them dwarf either.
I don't know.
All right, so
I don't want to speak to me either because I think you've opened up a whole kind of worms.
I know, then we're going to get in trouble. So listen, so new backdrop, new chair. Mm-hmm. Does your chair have a back on it or just a stool?
Yeah. What do you mean?
It doesn't look like this.
What do you think I'm leaning against the brick wall? Does it have a back on it, or am I leaning against my brick wall?
Oh, okay. I see the back on it. Okay. Well, your back's so big, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, exactly.
But and then you got a new microphone and a spit guard.
Yeah, it's called a pop guard actually. So when I say pepperoni pizza, it doesn't like pop against the mic. I never say that word. The reason being is I don't like. It's not my favorite pizza, so I wouldn't.
What's your favorite? You know what? That's important. What's your favorite pizza?
I'm a real messy man. Like, I'm just.
All the toppings, don't you?
I'm a toppings man.
Really?
A saucy toppings man. Yeah. And I always want whatever the extra crust is. If it's a cheese crust, a hot dog crust, a spicy crust, I want that.
And you like a lot of sauce?
I like a barbecue base. That's what I like.
Are you serious? That's not a fucking pizza.
No, it isn't. It's not a pizza. It's not a pizza.
Sloppy.
It's a barbecue pie. What it is. It's a. It's almost savory cheesecake.
Have you ever had the deep dish from Chicago or no?
No, I haven't. But that is something I desperately want to taste.
Dude, that's got to be on your bucket list. It's my favorite fucking pizza.
It's not on my bucket list.
I'm telling you.
Really?
I'm telling you, it's that good.
Well, try deep dish.
To have deep Chicago pizza, deep dish Chicago pizza. It's got to be from Chicago because it's not really the same anywhere else.
Right.
It's like a pie, dude. Like I went in there and I'm like, give me a medium pizza. I thought I'd eat like the whole fucking thing. And it's like literally got like a crust on it that's about this thick.
Right.
You're not paying attention because you're on your phone.
I am. I'm picturing the scene.
Anyway, it's like a 3-inch high crust. Just like a pie would be, like if you're eating like a blueberry pie or an apple pie.
It doesn't sound right.
It's not a pizza. It's literally like if you made an apple, you know, if you got an apple pie and it was like a crust and it was filled with apples and it had a top on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly like that, except there's no top. It's just like crust and it's filled with pizza shit. It's filled with sauce and cheese and fucking toppings. It's amazing.
That sounds unbelievable. That's actually not what I thought it was, actually.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about
it. That's what it is. It's literally a pie. Like when people say
pizza pie. Because they're probably all over the world. I don't know why I'm saying we have it. But yeah. Do you remember like Chicago Town pizzas? Do you ever have those?
That's what I'm talking about. Chicago pizza.
No. These are this brand. It's a brand.
Oh, no. I never had that. Yeah.
They're called Chicago Town pizzas. We have them there. And we all thought they were the shit when we were kids.
Yeah.
they are shit when you're an adult.
Yeah. Isn't everything like that? Listen, yeah. When I started bodybuilding at like my early 20s, I used to bounce at a strip club and we'd bounce all night long. And then I had a friend who bounced at a different strip club. I would go meet him and we'd go to the grocery store and get fucking those Hungry Man dinners. You ever had those?
No, I've heard of them though.
They're like the frozen dinners. It was called Hungry Man. And they had like different ones like steak and like potato and like turkey and stuffing. And it was all just disgusting, frozen shit.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I thought it was making me big.
It was.
It wasn't. It was just dog shit. It's dog shit. It's not even like...
You're a big puff monster.
No, it was absolutely horrible. But every fucking night, we would get Hungry Man dinners, get two or three each. Damn. And we'd pound a couple of those before bed. And that was our way of getting big.
You know what? It's probably not terrible for a beginner to do that, especially on a budget. Because I'd imagine they're pretty cheap, right?
They are cheap. They're just... Yeah, they're shit. Yeah. But I don't know though. You think it's worth it? Like, what actual value do you think is in that meal?
I don't know.
It's like frozen shit. Like, it's not real meat.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know what it did. I actually don't think it was doing anything except making me fat. But it's amazing that stuff you eat when you're younger, you're like, this is really good. And then you get older and you're like, this is, what the fuck am I eating? This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Except for mac and cheese. That stood the test of time.
What's just happened is, after talking about all this delicious food that you know fucking full well that I can't eat, well, I've just salivated to the point where I'm now dying of thirst and realized that I haven't actually got any water in this tiny boiling hot room.
Go. You look like you're in a cubicle, man. It's hilarious. This is so funny.
No, it's just a normal size room with a backdrop.
I know, but the backdrop makes it look like you're literally sitting in a fucking...
I don't know what's true. I'm against it.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, I mean, the reason is I'd rather it was further away from me.
Yeah.
Are you there? The window is here.
Okay.
And you can see it. So it doesn't matter. And if you go that way, you can see the edge. So it's shit. But I'm quite proud of this little room within a house.
You look very professional all of a sudden. That mic is amazing.
Is it better?
It sounds better.
Really?
Yeah, whatever you're using.
I fucking hope so, because this is not a podcast mic.
No, what is it?
It's a recording microphone, specifically. It's a vocal kind of room mic. I think it actually is one of my room mics, or it might be a vocal mic. I can't remember.
Anyway, how's your prep going? How many weeks in are you?
Three.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
How's it going so far?
Pretty well.
Are you starting to feel good, or are you in the shitty phase still where you're like,
I feel great at the moment. I mean, my left shoulder's giving me a lot of shit at the moment.
Whereabouts in your shoulder? What's going on with it?
All over the place.
Like inside the joint, or like the delt, like the muscle itself, or what?
It's sometimes in like, it could sometimes be my bicep tendon, my infraspinatus, my supraspinatus. It could go right in the AC joint. It can just kind of, it just moves around. The only thing that kind of helps is when I have chiropractic treatment. So,
you know what's good for that?
No.
Dumbbell pressing 220-pound dumbbells.
You know what? That's the only, that shit. It's
good for that.
Honestly, that's the stuff that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt while you're doing it.
But it doesn't even aggravate it. It doesn't hurt. I think I've worked out what it is. It's pullovers, because I go into an extreme stretch with a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And overextending on underhand pulldowns and pushing forward in the same way to try and get an extreme stretch on the lat.
Why do you, why do you go super heavy on pullovers? I don't find that that's a mass... It's not really like a mass kind of movement.
It's heavy. It's as heavy as I can go for like 12 to 15.
What is that? 100-pound dumbbell?
No. The Nautilus.
Oh, the Nautilus pullover.
Yeah. It says the plate. Yeah. So you're seated, you're nice and secure. It's brilliant.
I do. We have one. It's not the Nautilus. It's Atlantis, which is not as good. But I do like 6 plates on that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it translates, because it's a different machine.
I mean, we can go really heavy on it in terms of the plates on it, but we're still doing pretty good reps with it.
Yeah. So what are you going to do for your shoulder? Have you ever looked into like PRP
What I've done is I've kind of figured out it's a certain movement patterns that are hurting it, which are the two I kind of mentioned mostly.
Mm.
I can't row very high, because every time I row high, it pulls in the front a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. So all the things that are aggravating, I'm working around, and then I'm getting treatment on the actual problem area. So I'm training. I'm trying to train around it.
What's your weight at now?
290.
What do you think you get down to? 260?
Yeah.
Is that like the finish line, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's the UK show, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
If you win that one, you sit out?
Yeah, I just go straight to Olympia.
You're not going to bother doing anything else? Like, because there's a couple shows right after that.
Yeah, there's the Arnold South Africa the week before as well.
Have you thought about that?
Nope.
You're just set. You just want to do that one, win it, and then wait out until the Olympia.
That's the aim. And I think, knowing me, I've never done a show that is not fucking stacked. And that might sound like I'm being sour that I've never actually got a first place.
Yeah.
But I've always done stacked shows. So yeah. Knowing my luck, this one will be stacked too.
Yeah. That happened to me a lot in the beginning of my career.
There was a few shows last year that I was like, are you fucking joking?
Yeah. I know it's weird. You people don't get this. They think it's going to sound weird to some people. They're going to be like, well, why don't you want to compete with everybody? It's not that you don't want to compete. You want to compete at the, like for me, it was always, I want to compete at the show that I want to do the most, which is the Olympia.
Yeah. And it just sounded like I was shitting on all the other guys just then, as if I said,
no, it didn't.
As if I could easily beat them. But what it was is in the previous shows I'd already done, I'd already beaten those guys, but those guys were kind of like in the top 5-6 range.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then because I'd kind of stopped and taking a rest, and they kept going, they ended up winning shows or accumulating more points and doing it that way.
Yeah.
And I'd already beaten these guys, and I feel like if I maybe just carried on, I could have won one of them. Or if I just nailed it earlier, I could have won one easier. Or if I just rested a little bit, then done one of those shows, maybe I could have got one of those wins. And I feel like there would have been a much easier way for me, having to do less shows way to have
got. No, there is an easier way. Like, it's funny. There's actually a strategy to picking shows for some of us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, some guys don't have to. They can pick any show they want and win. Usually those are the top five at the Olympia. But for everybody else, there's kind of a strategy that goes into how you're going to get there to the final day.
Yeah.
Do you think? Somebody said something. I forget what interview I was doing. I think it was the Jay interview I did. He said something about too many guys doing Olympia. Do you think just the interview I did with Jay that I've lost, but,
Sorry.
No, but, do you think there's too many people doing it on points?
No, there's only three.
What do you mean? There's only three.
There's only three people going on points.
What do you mean? Only three people can go in on points.
Only the top three in the points table.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was five before, right? And they moved down to three now?
Yes, three.
So you think that's fine? They should
allow it? Well, so all the people have won.
Yeah.
And the top three of the people who did the best throughout the year. You don't think they deserve a place as well for putting in all that hard work?
I'm not saying I don't think they deserve a place.
No, I think it's fine. I think three
I'm
is
asking,
fine.
I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying who
deserves a place. I'm just saying, if you think about it like that, in any other sport, they would kind of get the same reward.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't?
No, in other sports, there'd be a tournament.
Because if you're the top three of the league below,
yeah,
go up.
What I'm trying to say is the Olympia supposed to be the best of the best? And if it is the best of the best, shouldn't it just be the guys who win?
I do agree in that extent, but it might just sound like because I got there on points, I'm defending it. Wish I hadn't. No, does sound like that because it does sound like I'm biased. I'm saying it in the most non-biased way. I think I don't agree with the point system. If you are going to do a point system, the way it is good.
I can agree.
Well, letting three of the best, like if you had somebody who got three second places.
Yeah.
I think they deserve a place on that Olympia stage.
That's what I said. I'm not one to sit here.
So that's what I mean. So the point system in that respect, it gives a better incentive for guys to compete more. It gives you that chance to get to the Olympia. And the only three guys out of everyone who hasn't won, I think that's fair because you have to put in the work to get those points.
Like I said, I'm not one to say who deserves and doesn't deserve to get there. I haven't done well enough in the sport to sit here and say, "Oh, you deserve or don't deserve."
No.
I'm
just talking at numbers average.
I know. What I'm trying to say is this: there's two ways to look at it. The real benefit to the point system is not that someone deserves or doesn't deserve to be there. the real benefit to the point system is it gets a lot of good guys competing more often.
Yeah.
So it makes the sport more exciting that way.
Yes.
But the flip side argument is, if the Olympia is the best of the best, should it just be like you either win or you're out? Right?
I get your point.
Yeah.
I get your point.
I'm not arguing for that. I think the way it is good, because you're right. It makes people compete more often and the shows are more exciting, and then they get there and they deserve, the guys deserve to be there because they've competed. But some of them, like, who is the guy that almost took your spot last year? Josh Wade. Josh Wade did like five or six shows. Josh, yeah. And then you had to come back and do.
Yeah, because Josh got there on points the year before, and that was well-deserved.
Yeah, yeah. And then last year he almost did too.
Not deserved, earned.
Yeah, yeah. And then last year he almost did too, and you had to come back and do Tampa to make sure you saved your place.
Yes.
Or something like that.
It wasn't Josh Wade. I can't remember now.
Somebody was knocking on your door anyway, so you had to go back and,
yes,
and earn the points. I saw Ian incline pressing five plates yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty, I don't want to say easily, but fuck, man. Like, what's with you guys? Like, what is this shit? Like, you're right there too, aren't you? Like four and a half, five plates?
Yeah. Oh, merci. Who?
Who is that? Tell her to say hi.
She's gone.
She's gone. Just like,
well, she's here for me. She's here to feed me and water me.
Apparently, you mentioned that you're out of water. All of a sudden, the bottle of water appears. Look at, you're in such a small cubicle. You can't even drink.
No, it's the no. I've got a fucking massive mic stand. It's massive.
Yeah. You're pretty proud of yourself too. You sent me the photo.
Yeah, and you were like, "Fuck's sake, man!" And then here we are. It's brilliant.
I just want to say I finalized my label finally.
Oh, you did?
For I'm so excited. I know this is probably like nobody cares about this, but we finally finalized the label for our hostile products. And we picked out all the like different textures that's going to be there. I want to show everybody this, see if you can see it on my camera. So you see that?
I really like that.
It's pretty good, right? So
it's really cool.
So like the gray here is going to be like a matte finish.
Yeah.
Or sorry, like a satin finish. Then the black is going to have a matte finish.
Wait. So is it going to be, so you mean this, it's going to be like a kind of like an off silver kind of like.
The gray, it's going to be a flat gray. It looks silvery in the camera, but it's like a flat gray. And it's going to have a texture on it. You'll feel like a honeycomb pattern on it.
Yep.
The black is going to be like a matte finish. And then the name is going to be in gloss, and all the gold pieces are going to be in like a gold foil.
That's fucking cool. It sounds very expensive.
It wasn't cheap. Nothing. Listen, if we fail, it's because I'm too stupid and I fucking put all the most expensive shit in our product, including the labels. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just want to do it right. But I'm just excited because I finally got it finalized and everything's signed off on. Production's in like a month and a half. So, we're getting ready to go.
That's fucking cool. So, do you know what? Yeah. I keep coughing and I've worked out why.
Why?
Because it used to be because I just grunted. You know, I used to do this on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'd always have trained legs. So I'm a bit grunted.
Oh.
Now I train with fucking James every day. He's like, come on, you fucking prick. Get it up, you cunt. And it's like we're fucking screaming at each other sometimes. Especially because today we trained at King's.
Yeah.
And Donna Murphy, who's also with Red Corn Mark, we filmed today.
Yeah.
And all of us were like, you cut in each other's faces with the music so fucking loud that you can barely hear us. And it's been like that for the last like 3 days.
Yeah.
And I've got a really dry throat.
You know how jealous I am of that? Like, I'm so jealous of that.
That's what I'm telling you. That is why I'm telling you.
No, but honestly, that atmosphere, man, that's incredible. Because at the gym I go to, if I raise my voice like a little bit, you see them, they come around the corner and they start looking and you're like, fuck. So yeah, that's pretty.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm looking more and more like I want to see how the business goes.
Yeah.
In the first 6 months to a year, and I'm thinking about opening my own spot, and just yes. like just not even like to make money off of. Like I don't care. Like I don't care if I have a million fucking like, or I don't care if I have like 10 members. I just want a spot that I can go. And I can train like I want to train and put the music on I want to put on and just it'll be my place.
Well, you mean just like have like a warehouse
but we yeah.
everything you need in there, little counter.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Like nothing special. Just a fucking warehouse, cement floors, you know, I'll put the rubber pads like underneath certain pieces of equipment and shit. Yeah. You know, some squat platforms, some deadlift platforms, and just a little counter with people.
I've always wanted that as well.
Yeah, man. It's
one
like
of the, one of the coolest gyms I've seen that's like that. Joe Bennett, hypertrophy coach.
Yeah.
He was kind enough to let me and Ben in Dave Batista's home gym in Tampa, and that was fucking amazing.
How big is his home gym?
It's really small. It's like he's got a little complex office house with his offices and his and it's really not big at all. But it has when you go in there, you start having a good think about what he's picked, you don't need anything else.
Yeah, yeah. How many square feet it was?
No idea.
I'm thinking like I just want to do like 10,000 square feet, like nothing huge. My, you know, the biggest thing I like in a gym is super high ceilings.
Really?
I like a gym with really high ceilings. Like the gym I kind of grew up in, like the gym I spent most of my career in was an old curling rink.
Yeah.
So it's like just a super high ceilings. It's like it just feels like you're in a really big space. So, but anyway, are we actually gonna do any questions this week or what?
I don't know.
There's 240 here. So I think we should get to some of them. Somebody messaged me a question that he was dying to have answered. And I think here it is. Actually, this is probably more for you and James, but I don't think it's very hard with James because James is fucking insane.
What?
This is, how do each of you get yourself fired up in the zone for a top set, heaviest set? Music, back slaps, smelling salts, or something else? So when you're doing 220-pound dumbbells, is there something you're doing before you sit down, or you're just...
Oh, well, I actually posted a picture on my Instagram Monday, I think. Oh, and you can just... It's just my face.
Yeah.
I'm just sat with those dumbbells. That look at my face.
Yeah. But what's going on in your fucking head? I see the face. I see that. But I used to get that too. But
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it just to put on a face.
No, I know.
That's me really just being like, you fucking cunt. These are nothing. And then I just go, these are nothing. And then I just kick it back. And then when I get the first one up, I'm like, yeah, these are fucking nothing. And I'm just like, fucking go.
Do you ever think, about shit that pisses you off, like previous competitions or a certain competitor or anything like that?
I always think shit like, none of you can do this, and then kick go. I mean, there are people that can do it, but I just haven't,
Rarely.
Yeah, I mean, like... You won't see me and James put up five plates until we're doing it for 5, 6, 7, 8 reps.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't put it up yet, because we can do it for like 3. But I mean, I don't know if they're as good as Ian's. Like, Ian's are insanely fucking good.
There's a lot of control there, man.
Yeah. I mean, if he could go, if he just went, he could probably go 6, 7.
Yeah.
But,
so you don't, because I always, whenever I got into like the heavier stuff, I had to kind of fuck with my head a little bit. Yeah. So I'd have to like think about a competition or think about somebody that beat me that I didn't think should have beat me. And I'd have to kind of get myself, I'm more of an emotional lifter. I'd have to get myself a little bit angry.
Ben he said he would just do it. He wouldn't even think. He'd just go, right, let's go. Sometimes once he was squatting, sometimes he would just sit there.
Yeah.
And then he would just look down. He sat on his phone. Just fucking around, just like talking like nothing was happening. Just, yeah. And then he'd stand up, hand me his phone, and just get under the bar.
Really?
Just get it off and just go. 7 plates, whatever, 8 plates in mouth.
No fucking nothing.
No. And then if I ever get him to film me, I'm like, I'm just kind of just like silent, like a fucking
Yeah.
Vegetable. Just like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a good, to him, 10 minutes. To me, it's about 5 seconds.
I always wondered that with, like, if you watch, like, Larry Wheels lift, I always see, like, Larry Wheels seems like he just walks up to a bar and grabs it.
Yeah, it's like he's just standing in the corner going, yeah. Like, he's, like, in the corner, getting the power of Grayskull.
Yeah.
And then he just walks over to a deadlift platform and just
picks it up. Yeah, he doesn't fucking even, like, there's no...
I think he pushes the planet down with the bar in his hand.
You think he what?
Pushes the whole planet down.
Yeah.
And he just has the bar in his hands. That's how Larry Wheels lifts.
Yeah, I've always found it fascinating when I see people like that, because I always have to, like, even though I'm not like a super strong guy or anything, but when I was lifting my heaviest weights, yeah, I had to just get angry. I couldn't do it otherwise.
Yeah. I think I've seen videos of you flat benching 5 plates. I'm sure.
I've only done it once.
Well, maybe that was the once.
I my regular was 4 plates for 10. That's probably the strongest I ever was.
I'm sure you did 5, or you did, it might have been a drop set, or you did 4.5 and it was a drop set.
Probably 4.5. Because I was always, everybody has a mental block somewhere. Like, for me, 5 plates is a mental block. And it doesn't matter if it's on a fucking hack squat, if it doesn't matter if it's on a squat or a bench press. Once I put 5 plates on a fucking bar, I get scared. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I can do.
I know what you mean.
It's like, it's fucked up. Like, I could do 4 plates. For 10 reps on incline, like, easy.
Yeah.
Not now, but back in the day. But if you put 5 plates on, I was like, all of a sudden, like, I'd be terrified. And the same thing happens when I squat. If I put 4 plates on a squat bar, I can rep it out for 20 reps. But if you put 5 plates on, now I'm fucking terrified. It doesn't, I don't know why there's that mental block there for that, just that number. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, but I know what you mean.
But you have a number, don't you? Like, do you have a number of plates where you're
for
like.
For each movement, I have like a, whoa.
What's your number for squats?
7.
Like, once you get to 7 plates, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 6 plates, a bit like, if I'm feeling good, I'll get under 6 and give it a few, rack it, I'll be like, yeah, nice. If I put 7 on, I'm like, no.
But wait a minute. This is the fucked up part for me, though. Like, how many times are you doing 6? Like, how many reps are you getting 6 for?
Oh, it's 6 to 8. But I don't get to failure. They're like.
So 6 to 8. So 7's not, it's still going to be hard. 6 to 8's not like, I'm saying.
Yeah, but what I mean is I'm stopping at 6 to 8.
Okay, okay. Because what I'm saying is, like, if you do something for 20 reps,
yeah,
you should be able to put another plate on without worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do 4 plates for 20, but if I put 5 plates on them, all of a sudden.
I mean, like James, I've seen James do 7 plates for like 6, 7.
That's fucking crazy, man.
He's a freak squatter. Him and like that's what him and James, James and Ben make me just think, what's the fucking point?
You know what? Ben, it shocks me more than anything. Because Ben, first of all, is a taller guy, yeah, which is going to be harder already. And then secondly, he doesn't look like he's overly big. Like, he's a big
and
guy.
And also, a lot of people don't know that if that this actually helps him. Hold on. This is some water. Oh, fucking amazing. He is a qualified strength and conditioning coach, and he did his dissertation in lower body mechanics.
So you're saying it's more technique?
So I think he's very advanced in that stuff. He's come back from 2 knee injuries, and I think his knowledge and his strength and his determination is why. It's not just because he's got good levers. I don't think it's just that. I think Ben is just very in tune with his squat.
I know, but what I'm asking is, do you think it's because he studied it so so extensively that he knows his mechanics like inside and
out? Yeah, because exactly. So if you put him under a machine that replicated his mechanics perfectly, he would absolutely notice it. And he'd put him off and he'd hate it.
Okay.
You put a piece of paper under his heels, he'd notice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's impressive. I see him do shit, especially when I see him do shit with the safety squat bar or the spider, I think it's called a spider bar.
Yeah, look at the shoes he wears as well, the prick. Just wears this Jordans or shit, all those ugly as fuck Under Armour shoes.
I was going to ask you about that one day. I saw Kuklo squatting like, I don't know if it was 4 plates or 5 plates, just wearing like running shoes.
Yeah.
It fucking freaks me out, man.
Yeah.
It's like this squishy.
That's what he feels comfortable in, yeah. So you're squatting on fucking jelly.
Yeah. It's amazing. At least Jordans have like a little bit of a hard sole. Like Kukla was wearing running shoes, like those like Nike Flyknits. And I'm like, that can't. I'm like, how is this possible?
Well, that's probably why his calves are so big, because he's just constantly balancing his ankles. They look crumble.
Anyway, let's get through some of these. Any new news you want to talk about before we go on? By the way, I've been getting a whole bunch of DMs of feet with underwear on them. Because
so have I.
These little feet with like little underwear on them.
So have I.
For James.
So it's the best. Well, apparently Donna told us that they we set up my massive chair. Donna told us that they're actually something to do with dancing. They allow you to do like the twirls and the balls of your feet.
Yeah. Oh, those are real?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
No, so I don't know. And James doesn't like them. He's not like he wants to fuck a foot. He just likes the foot on his face whilst he's fucking.
That's so fucked up.
That's it. Simple.
Okay. Let's just go on. We'll catch up with other stuff later.
It's on yours, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Alex Scott Nelson says, if you guys had to retire right now for whatever reason, how would you feel about your careers? Would you guys be content? Why not? Also, why did Luke randomly bring up James's foot fetish? Why'd you throw James under the bus, dude?
Listen, because I have a hashtag going around.
We know the hashtag.
So James thinks it's amazing, hilarious, brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, so you're trying to get him back?
No, not at all. We just talk about it all the time, and it's not weird, and we talk about it so normally. So at the end of the episode, I thought it was just going to come up anyway, and it got to the end. So you're like, right, so we'll just wrap it up there, guys. Thanks for coming. So I just thought, hang on. James is a foot fetish. I had to throw it in there. Had to be done.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I think people should know. It's interesting.
And it's not weird. It's not weird at all.
It is weird.
It's not, because so many people have it. I actually am starting to think it's weird that I don't have one.
No, not that many people have it.
Well, the weird DMs I get are...
Really?
Yeah. It's like a weird like religion. They're like, I'm one of them too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, what about the rest of the question here?
I don't know what it was.
Well, if you had to retire tomorrow, how would you feel? How would you feel about your career?
I'd be like D minus.
A minus?
D minus.
D minus.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Why?
I haven't done anywhere near what I want to do yet. And well, I should have done better with some of the opportunities I've had.
That's pretty harsh.
No, but it's not harsh. It's just true. That's how I feel. It just means I've got to do better. That's all it is. It's learning. It's cool. It's good. It's constructive. I wouldn't be in the position I am in now, which is brilliant, if I hadn't made mistakes. But the mistakes I've made are going to allow me to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Third place at the Arnolds is big, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, there's more places to go for you, obviously, but.
Yeah, I don't ever want to be third in that show again.
You want to be fifth?
Are you in Finland? What do you mean?
I learned what that means finally.
Yeah, it's obvious what it means. It's in the clue is in the name.
Belland?
Belend. Bell.
Okay, I want to know how many fucking people out there actually knew what Belland was before looking it up. If you're not from the UK. Obviously, it's a UK. Right. It's a UK term.
Everyone's on. All right, everyone, pause it. Right, we're back. Everyone's unpaused it now. Good. everyone knows what it means. Right. So, do you know what it means? It is. Tell us.
The tip of a cock.
Yes, it is the end of the cock that looks like
a bell. I get it now. Right. But I'm saying
a bell end.
You've been saying it for like 3 weeks.
When
you say it, it doesn't sound like bell end. And even if it did, I still wouldn't get it.
Bell end.
But it sounds like one word, which it is.
Yeah. We put it together as one word, bell end.
Yeah. So how the fuck am I supposed to know what bell end is?
Not bell end. Bell end.
It's still one word, regardless of what you pronounce.
I know it's, well, it is quite important that was pronounced. That's what makes the word, actually.
Anyway, I'm happy. You should be happy now that I've caught up with you and I know what the fuck it means.
It's a brilliant word, isn't it? It's like calling somebody a dick, but bellend is so much more like, you fucking bellend.
Yeah, I don't know if I love it.
Yeah, but in, yeah, but you, not in your accent.
Well, yeah.
Bellend, what? Hey, bellend, bellend, eh? That's you. That's what you sound like, bud.
Your Canadian accent sucks.
I don't know what Canadian accent is. It's all American to me. That's why, I mean, I shouldn't even get offended when people are like, oh, you're Australian.
That's right.
When I was in Indiana, when I did the Indy Pro, Ben and I were in a taxi, or an Uber, probably an Uber. And the person was, oh, you guys are from London. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, when do you fly back to Australia?
What?
Yeah, that was my answer.
He said,
you're from London. When do you fly back to Australia?
So he thought London was in Australia.
Yes, and I think a lot of people's the accent they get mixed up between
the like, accent they get mixed up. The geography, I've never heard that.
Oh one. Yeah, yeah. So they've like kind of combined us.
It's like
we are on the opposite side,
completely of the separate side of the world.
Literally couldn't be in any further away.
Hey, I have to read this question to you. Sorry. Okay, go on. It's really, really important because me and John Meadows had this conversation just this morning. And I want to get your take on it. This guy said, opinions on going to failure while bulking, or should you leave some reps in the tank? That's the response I got. But it seems to be the common theme now. Like, that's the reaction I had when I fucking keep seeing this thing
Please
coming up.
Please tell me John had the same reaction.
Yes, he had the exact... John, actually, because John's doing like a push-pull legs thing now, program right now, with an added arm day. So, right? So we're talking about it. And
not the push-pull legs. Good.
Well,
can I just briefly interrupt? I just want to overview my training quickly.
You already said
I did upper lower.
Yeah.
Then when I progressed from that to push pull legs, notice missing body parts, then went to push pull legs with arms. It was just basically back, chest, shoulders, arms, legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then from there, I started splitting it up from there.
Yeah.
People don't understand you can evolve your training as your physique progresses.
That's right. Okay, good. Okay. But,
because apart from people sending me little feet, and tell me about their foot fetish. I keep getting people asking me about push-pull legs and it's doing my brain in.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think me and John had a discussion and we realized that people seem to just want things to be easier.
Yes.
So telling somebody to go into the gym for an hour or an hour and 15 minutes and just train chest and destroy your chest seems hard to some people. So they like want to cut it down. Well, if I put chest and shoulders and triceps together, I can get a little bit in for each and it's easier and then I can just get out of the fucking gym.
Well, now they're saying you don't even need to get failure. I haven't heard this one.
And so, yeah. So now this is in addition to that. Now they're saying science says you don't have to go to failure. You just have to stimulate the muscle. So in essence, that would mean I could go into the gym. Like what John was saying is John actually read a study where they're like, you need to stop short, 5 reps short of failure. So basically I'd go into the gym and do 225 for 10 reps and stop. And that's it. That's good enough. That's all you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to go to failure. You're not supposed to go to 315, 405. You're not supposed to fucking put everything you have into it. And
there's so many massive people in the gym.
And the argument is that only the guys on gear need to be going to failure. And the natural guys don't need to train that hard because they're going to tear it down more or they're not going to benefit themselves. Not going to be able to recover. And I'm like, like John basically said, and I agree with him, is that's defeating the entire fucking purpose because you've created zero trauma to the muscle. So how's it going to grow if you've created zero trauma to the muscle?
Yeah. But science, mate.
I don't get what these people think. Like if I go in the gym and do...
Because somebody else has put in the work for them, come up with a conclusion of probably quite a minimal study. Because to get a broad spectrum of that account, you would need such a massive sample size. I think a lot of the results they get are not as accurate as we want. That's why more people do other studies to kind of back them up. What they've done is they've cherry-picked, which I hate that word, the ones that suit their argument, that suit their argument to be make it easier. And instead of putting any work in, they can go, well, this study says. That's how they answer questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this study says.
But is it possible? Is it possible? And this is the part I always wonder why people don't think this. Yes. Is it possible that that study is right, but there's a better way? Like, okay, maybe that study's right. Maybe I can go to the gym and press 225 twice a week and I'm going to stimulate and my chest is going to. But what I'm going to ask you though is, isn't it possible that that's true, but it's not as optimal as going to failure?
Or there is a massive degree of muscle growth. There's naught to 1,000. So 1,000 being average way of training where you destroy it to
make
the biggest, like, you know, to make
the biggest jump the fastest.
Yes, to make the biggest response possible. Maybe in the study would suggest that you can stimulate muscle by say 10.
Yeah.
Right. So science scientifically, yes, it does stimulate muscle by 10.
Yeah. That's my point, is they found a way to say this is true, but it doesn't mean it's better or more true than it doesn't mean it's a better way than doing it our way. It just means
I get what you mean.
Okay. So anyway, I think that covers that question. You got whether you're fucking natural or whether you're on gear, you have to cause trauma to the muscle. If you're not going to failure, you're not causing trauma.
If you're not going to failure, you're not working hard.
True.
That's and you honestly believe you are going to build a good physique by not working hard? Honestly?
Some people do.
That person needs to seriously ask themselves, is it possible to build the physique they want without the hard work?
I'll tell you why they think that. And this is the part that gets me kind of upset a little bit is, they see guys like us and they're like, I don't want to be that big. I don't want to be 260 pounds. I only want to be 220. So I don't need to train that hard. I can just train this hard and I'll get to 220. And that's good.
Are we just hugely speculating this is what people are thinking? Because I personally haven't seen it in any of this.
I keep seeing it. I keep seeing it on YouTube channels and like so-called experts.
I don't watch any of that. Shit.
Dude, there's so many because I start, you know, I do some research to find out what is, I want to see what people are posting so I can post either the opposite view or something, right? Again, ideas for my own channel. No. So I a lot of these YouTubers have been popping up on my YouTube page on my search. And there's a lot of guys like promoting full body workouts every day. Don't go to failure. Like, you don't need to be in the gym for more than half an hour. Like, this is stuff that's coming up.
I think it could be much easier said like this. Any of you listening, the guys you like the look of, the ones you want to aspire to look like, probably listen to them. If you want to look like the guy in that video, okay, maybe do what he says. If you want to look like myself or Florian or James or anyone like that.
No, but that's the opposite. But that's the opposite of what I'm trying to say, though.
No,
that's
it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, because I think the principles that got us, okay, let's take the scenario.
No, what I'm saying is that if you want to build serious muscle
and
you want to aspire to be a bodybuilder, listen to the ones that walk in those shoes. If that's not what you're interested in looking like and you just want to look okay with your top off, listen to the guys in the video.
I know what you're saying, right? But just hear me out.
Okay.
Let's say you want to be a 220-pound guy, right? You don't want to be massive. You just want to be like a good physique, whatever, right? Yeah. But let's say you weigh 190 pounds. So you got to put on 30 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
You still want to get there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to do that guy's shit just because he's already 220. Mm-hmm. If it's going to take me 5 years to do it his way, we've already figured out a way to put on the most amount of muscle the fastest way possible.
Yeah, I know, but they need to see for themselves. They're those kind of people that won't do what they're told, they need to know for themselves.
I know.
They'll find out pretty quick that what they're doing is bullshit and they'll start looking elsewhere.
Okay, but what I'm saying is to those people who have an open mind, putting on muscle is putting on muscle. It doesn't matter if you want to get to 220 or you want to get to 280. The optimal way to put on muscle is the optimal way to put on muscle. It doesn't mean if you're 190 and you want to get to 220, you want to get there as fast as possible.
I know.
You should still be listening to you or James or me or whoever.
Yeah, but some people are not interested in even putting that level of effort in. Some people just...
That's true.
You know, some people are actually genuinely looking for the easy route.
This is true.
And that's the type of real living. But the people out there that do genuinely want to do this and they want to do it the fucking right way, they should listen to people like myself, like you, Jordan, James. Like, there are guys out there putting out the fucking good info. So I don't care about what these other guys anymore.
But that's who I'm talking to, though. Whoever's listening, because you know what? We have a lot of listeners now, and whoever's listening, it's not that I want to shit on 220-pound guys just because. My whole point is, if you want to build muscle, there's a really fast way to do it, and then there's a way that's easier. So if you want to build muscle, whether you want to get to men's physique, classic physique, open class bodybuilding, the way is still eating a lot and training your fucking ass off.
Yep.
Going to the gym and not doing failure, yeah, it's going to work, but it might take you 10 years.
But I think the people that know this are listening to this podcast.
Hopefully, but this guy's asking.
I don't think we attract the type of people that.
Well, this guy's asking the question. If he knows, why is he asking the question? That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe not everybody knows.
Because he probably agrees with us, and he thinks, "Why the fuck are everyone saying this is stupid?"
So he needs clarification, which is what we just did. So we'll move on. Do you have any favorite natural bodybuilders? Is there a market for natural bodybuilding?
I do.
You do too. Do you have a friend? Don't you? That's a natural bodybuilder.
I have two.
Who is it?
I have Gavin Gibson, he's a good friend of mine, and Rich Gosdecki. They are both from the UK. They are both ridiculous, and I've never known people to train as hard as them.
Can I comment on the second part of this question? Because I don't know any natural bodybuilders, so I can't comment on that part. But he says, is there a market for natural bodybuilding? And I think with the way YouTube and social media is now, you don't have to be massive to have a following. You just have to look good.
If you want a market for natural bodybuilding, mate, go nuts and make one.
What do you mean?
Set up a channel documenting what you're doing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can do it.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, nowadays you can do that. Whereas, like, let's say 15 years ago, there was nothing you could do as a natural bodybuilder except do the natural bodybuilding.
They used to say magazine when I first started, like, trying to not be a fat cunt.
Yeah.
A fat cunt. Sorry, that's just clarifying what I meant. There was a magazine that I used to buy, The Men's Health, to see to get the diet tips.
I used to buy that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, this is bullshit. So I found I looked at like one, Natural Bodybuilding.
Yeah.
That was a sick magazine. And they had it all about just eating and training, and it was just very simple workouts to follow, and it was just eating and training.
Tell me if you disagree with this.
And I started following that because the only thing I had to train at the time was for the first 6-8 months I lived in London when I used to play drums. I actually bought a little weight set from my old school to have in our basement area.
Yeah.
So I had a bench press and some like weights down there. So myself and the bassist there, we used to like do our weight stuff in the routines. We used to follow routines from that magazine.
Oh yeah.
Because like, and so I guess it just backs up what you're saying. I read the bullshit way.
Yeah.
And thought this has to be better. So I went to a natural bodybuilding magazine and followed the advice in there, and it worked way better.
Tell me if you agree with this statement, because I don't want to like. I don't want to piss off a whole bunch of people that use gear, but I feel like natural bodybuilders have to work a little harder than we do. Do you think that's true or not?
I don't think they work harder. I think they are more perfectionists than we are.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I meant they can't cut any corners.
No.
Like none. Like you can get away. Like, I mean, in a diet, you can get away with putting ketchup on your food.
And, yeah. Like, well, Gavin and Rich, they like, they get insanely peeled as well. Yeah. Like, it's insane. I think Gavin did a classic show last year. It was a open class, like a classic IFBB qualifier.
Yeah.
One. He was insanely peeled.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I think guys that are natural think that us as open bodybuilders or guys that use gear or whatever don't have any respect for them. And I actually have a ton of respect for natural.
Yeah. It's insane.
Because I feel like it's those little things where you cut the corners kind of get me by, to be honest with you. Like if I'm eating egg whites and oatmeal, I douse my egg whites and ketchup.
Yep.
I don't think you can get away with that when you're natural. You got to like...
Probably, yeah. It's probably true. You know what I mean?
So I feel like those little things that they do that's extra kind of even gives me a little bit more respect for them.
Yeah.
So...
Well, just getting in that condition just shows the amount of work they have to put in.
Yeah. But actually going back to the question... Yeah, if you want to stay natural, this is a beautiful thing about bodybuilding and health and fitness and all that now, is if you want to stay natural, you can, because you don't necessarily have to compete and be Mr. Olympia or be a pro to be able to make money in this sport anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can, like you said, you can set up a channel and do whatever and just look good.
All you got to do is put up a fake wall. buy a fancy mic. Well, no, I've had this microphone for years. And just look fucking great. And just there you go.
Do you think it's worth the money to buy a fat burner to add in a diet? Or should diet and exercise be enough to get it done? If so, do you have a favorite?
Fat burners. I used them at that time when I was filling the magazines. I used them because it just stopped me being, it was like a stimulant. It just stopped me being hungry. And that's, I think, literally all they really do is they can blunt your appetite a little bit, put you off eating a tiny bit, makes it less likely for you to eat.
You don't think it's going to speed you up at all?
A little bit. No, but I don't know if it's enough to really matter.
I always tell people it's a good addition to a perfect diet.
That's what I mean. So like I said, if you're doing the diet and exercise, if you add those in, it will probably, you'll notice the benefits. It's not one of those things, if you add it into a shit diet, you'll notice anything.
Exactly.
If you're doing it perfectly and you add them in, I think it will help.
Yeah.
But it will also help you feel better as well, because I always think that's a lot of the point of the fat burners. They allow you to feel better. If you're feeling good on a diet, you don't need food for energy, you get less cravings, you know. There's a couple of good ways of using them, but don't expect them to melt fat off your body.
That's what I tell. I get the question all the time, like, what fat burner, you know, can my fat burner help me do this and that? And I'm like, just pay attention to your diet first.
Well, BSN used to have a product called Cheetah's Relief.
you just eat it and everything would go away that you just ate?
Yeah, you'd eat it with a cheat meal in it and the cheat meal wouldn't count. that's what it was called.
You imagine that?
I know, it was like fucking eating disorder in a bottle.
It's funny. There is no drug that does that, except maybe IGF.
What do you mean IGF?
IGF is the only gear I ever took. And it was like back in the day when there was still real IGF. Now it's all crap.
It's not. I can get it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Get me some.
It's like rocking horse shit in the world, but it comes from France, and England is quite close to France.
Yeah, it's like $1,000 for like 10
days. Yeah, it's insane. But yeah, like, I don't even bother because it's so expensive. Well, if I got to a point where I thought I need to use something to get me to the next level, well, that would be the next step.
That's why I said it's not. But that's why I said it's why, like, that's why I said it's not like, around.
Yeah, no, you can't get it on like the underground level. If you find one, you might find one every 6 months if you're lucky.
I just think that nobody's going to pay for, like, listen, I'm at the, even I was at the highest level in bodybuilding, and I wasn't going to spend $1,000 every 10 days.
It's not every 10 days.
Well, it depends how much you do.
You don't need to do that much.
Maybe I did. Anyway, the point I was trying to make is that was the only drug I ever took that I noticed that I could kind of eat whatever I wanted. Not fully, but like a little bit. I could get away with some shit and like nothing would happen. So, but other than that.
That would be a disaster for me. So if I started buying that to use regularly, I'd also start taking the absolute piss with takeaways. Like take out and stuff.
Just keep getting big. Just shredded.
I would outdo it. And also I'd spend so much money on the IGF and the food. I just have no money.
You'd be broke, But you would be satisfied and be huge and ripped.
I'd be broke but huge and shredded.
Did you see this jackass? Terrible health. You see this jackass, Tony Huge, Anthony?
People keep tagging me and stuff. I'm not watching this prick. Just stop.
I can't help it, dude. It's like he's saying that taking steroids is healthier than being a vegan now. What's going on? Is your thing going to fall?
That's my just bewildered.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I honestly think he's just saying shit. It's just the credibility level is fucking zero. I bet
they make a lot of very good points about stuff that's not really particularly meaningful to health. Like, well, veganism can do this to your feet, and give a lot of this kind of scientific spiel that will convince everyone they're right.
The beautiful thing about it is, I think.
It looks like I'm being really weird, but I'm just honestly just taking my socks off. Ah, it's warm.
You can still reach. Oh, you've been dieting. You can reach your socks. Oh,
reason anyway, all year round. I don't know.
Look at your fucking socks.
I never get that fat. Fucking hell.
310 is pretty chubby.
I wasn't chubby.
Really. No, you're lean.
No, it's okay.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make is this fucking jackass. I think people are realizing he's just a, you know, he's just a bellend.
Oh yeah, it's good the amount of people tagging him. I don't think they're tagging him in it to be like, ugh, look at it. I think they're tagging him to point out all the people saying what a prick he is. But
yeah. It's a lot. It just makes me happy to see that people aren't falling for this crap. So
yeah, that's true. I didn't really think about it in that point of view.
Worst gear experience. Bad injection, swelling, infection. You want to talk about that or no?
I've had nothing like that.
Can I tell you something I did that was really stupid for a little while before I learned my lesson? Yep. And this is just to prove to people that I don't know everything. But this is my own dumb experience.
When I honestly don't think you need to give that little bit. I don't think you need
people
that
fucking apparently.
Why would anyone think that? Oh, fool knows everything. You'd have to be an absolute.
I have to fucking have a disclaimer because some people think that we think that about ourselves. So I'm just letting everybody know.
We know nothing. Okay. We don't know anything. This is for entertainment purposes.
My own experiences only.
It's for entertainment purposes only.
I mixed Winstrol with my water test. Based. Yes.
Water based.
Yes.
With an oil. and then you put that in your body.
Yes.
Oh my! Why did you? I tell you, what you should have.
And then I wondered, why did it get infected? Because the fucking shit was just stuck. It was just stuck because the oil basically surrounded the water, and it was just stuck. And I had an infection. I had to get antibiotics. And yeah, so dumbest fucking injection mistake was right there. Don't ever mix water and oil together.
Yeah,
I don't. You know why I started doing it?
Go on.
The Winstrol kept on getting stuck in the fucking syringe. Yeah. So I needed to get the oil. I thought if I put the oil in there, it would.
You are smarter than this.
Don't you think that makes sense, though?
No, I don't fucking think it makes sense to mix oil and that oil and put. What? It would look like a lava lamp that you're putting in your arm.
It did.
Yeah.
It did, funny enough.
Yeah, it would.
Look, man, I was young. I did. I was.
How young?
I think it was like late 20s.
Oh, so you're an adult, a grown fucking man.
Well, yes, I was an adult. I wasn't 12. But I fucking, you know, it was earlier on in my career before I thought about anything. I was just doing anything I could just to fucking get big. And I didn't research shit. So yeah, it was a dumb mistake. So you've never made any mistakes. You're fucking perfect.
In that subject, no, I haven't actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've just been very lucky. I mean, I've never thought, oh, this tablet's annoying. I'm just going to put it in a syringe and try and inject the tablet in. I've never done something like that.
I think my honesty gets me in trouble sometimes. I
just pop it, just pushing pills into my veins. They'll dissolve on the way around.
All right, let's move on, asshole.
These questions. This is what I'm doing. Check them out. Three fucking questions.
If one would have to choose for a cycle between 8 weeks and 16 weeks in duration, which one would be best?
16 weeks.
Why?
Because it's longer.
Well, that's it.
More gains, bruv. No, honestly, I would do I would personally rather do a more, slightly less over a slightly longer period.
Yes.
In this case, half the amount over twice as long, I think.
But do you think there's a period? Do you ever get that? There's times when I'll go on a cycle and I get great results. And if the cycle's too long, there's like a middle period where I just don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Do you get that or no?
I don't really feel like I'm on anymore. Like if I go on,
yeah.
I never go, I'm fucking on, let's go, boys. I never notice that feeling.
You don't get that feeling in the beginning of your cycle though?
I never get it ever.
See, I get that. Like if I'm doing let's say I'm doing a 16 week, right? The first 4 weeks, well, the first 2 weeks is taking a little bit of time to get everything going. Between like weeks 2 and 6, I feel everything feels like I can feel it. Right?
I don't at all.
Really?
Really? But that is because I like compounds that you don't really notice.
Like
test primo, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but you don't notice your test levels jump?
No, not what's the notice? I'm more rapey today. Watch out, lady. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I had to blow my nose to fucking make me fucking snot over my fucking nose.
That's good.
I mean, good. Don't you notice when your test levels take a jump, like you get a little bit more aggressive or...
Not really.
You don't notice any of that?
Maybe. But maybe it's just such a slow ascent. I don't really notice it.
Do you ramp up your test or you just start at a level?
I normally just like 750, bang.
You start and that's it. You never go up in the middle or anything like that? No,
just stay there.
And you don't notice from 0 to 750? You don't notice a change?
No, I'm never on 0. I always drop down to like a prescribed level of TRT.
So like 250.
When I say prescribed.
So basically you go from 500 to 750 and you're on all the time.
I don't never go 500. It's like one. I think the last time was, I think it was 125 every 10 days.
Okay.
I did that for 3 or 4 months.
And then you go to 750 and you don't notice a difference in the way you feel.
Maybe.
Come on.
It's not enough of it. Not really.
I'm not saying it's like the program where you're going to put your fucking head through someone's car. All I'm saying is like, you'd notice a difference. Like in the gym, you don't notice a difference. You don't notice.
No, I tell you what I do notice. So probably about 6 weeks in, I look at myself and go, oh, you're like a bodybuilder again. Good work.
I find it insane that you don't feel any difference.
I didn't really the first time I ever did it.
If I don't feel anything, I get upset. I'm like, this is crap. What am I doing? This is not doing anything.
Maybe nobody told me I was going to feel anything. So maybe I never expected to feel anything. Maybe it's just so I feel good.
Maybe you're really natural and you just like been using fake gear all this time.
It's probably that. Yeah. that's definitely that.
Anyways. Oh, this guy gives us another Anthony quote. Steroids are more important than hard work. Let's just pass on this Anthony shit because it's just like
steroids are more important than hard work.
Yeah.
Are you a fucking cunt?
It's just one bullshit thing after. Let's skip the Anthony crap. He's just
Anthony, are you fucking joking? honestly, because I know natural bodybuilders, again, the two that I mentioned, that would destroy any of the guys in your little fucking shit team.
Yeah.
Honestly,
this guy. I don't want to. Let's just skip over Anthony. He's
hang on. Let me just. Are you wiping snot? Or are you touching your moustache? Because your tash looks very different this week. That was a massive amount of snot. You grim man.
No, I didn't.
Was just snot. Snot stretch out of it?
No, it wasn't snot.
You're grim. You've done your tash in a different design.
What do you mean?
So no, it's more. It's like, it goes up in the middle.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't. Hey, look. It's even.
Yeah, your tash.
My this?
Yeah, your stash. Whatever the fuck you call it in that part of the world. We call it a mustache. A tash. You guys
call it's it a mustache. Stash. But a stash works. Anyway, this part?
Yeah.
No, that's always like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Tell you, it's new. It's not new. I've been doing that for fucking my whole life.
You've always had a very etched in beard, haven't you?
Is it etched in?
Like it's really neat.
I try and keep it neat.
Does it grow up to like here naturally?
Dude, if I don't shave, it will literally grow right up to my.
Why do you go really high like how Jason has it? Like, you should have it like your tash, just one line.
Just go straight out.
Yeah, that'd be sick. You know that would look cool.
No, it would not look cool.
Like just like Jason Hill used to do.
My whole face is gonna be fucking. It's gonna look like this.
It would look like a Spartan with her helmet.
Yeah, it's okay. Right. I'll pass. Anyways, it's not. You know, it's bothering me. I can see. You know, when you look down, I can see a hair.
I've got one on the right side of my lip that keeps tickling me on the lip, but every time I can feel it with my tongue, so it's making me just go like this. I'm trying not to go all of this whole episode because I keep forgetting that I do have a camera on me. Just sitting there like, oh.
Yeah, you pick your nose a lot on this show. I get those DMs all the time.
It's not picking my nose. It's this fucking septum thing.
People are always like, why is Luke picking his nose all the time?
It's not picking my nose. It's this thing gets a bit, it gets like itchy.
How does that not bother you in a fucking
It doesn't really bother me. It's more like when I'm sat here talking, because I'm talking, I don't talk this much ever. I guess the movement of my lip makes it kind of itch and disturbs it a little bit. So here is always that really like, ugh.
What's your thoughts on overlooked things when competing for the first time? I'm 11 weeks out from my first show. Any tips would be great.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I think if you have a coach, the coach would have most of the questions answered for you.
Let's skip that one because I don't really know what.
Yeah, it's quite vague.
Things are overlooked. I mean, honestly.
Maybe reword it and ask next week if there is a way.
Yeah. Just for curiosity's sake, if Dorian didn't have those injuries, would Ronnie beat him in 1998?
Yes, most likely.
Yeah, I agree with that. In your opinion, who has the best potential in the future to become a repeat Mr. Olympia?
Say it again, sorry?
In your opinion, who has the best potential in the future to become a repeat Mr. Olympia?
Rami.
That's a good call.
How
do you feel about the recent pictures that came out about Rami? Yeah. Impressive.
Always is.
He looks like he's going to come in a different level of hardness.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what he can do, man. I think.
Right. Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the next question. But you can...
Go ahead. You want to ask one?
All right, because it was thoughts of Chris Bumstead. Will he continue to hold the Olympia title for classic physique? Petico dash.
I don't know. I want to say yes, but I feel like the more guys get into classic physique, the better the physiques are going to get. You know, when something starts for the first time.
Do you think he's like a Dane Millen Bailey?
Like he's awesome until like people catch up.
He's awesome until all the little tadpoles develop into frogs, and then the frogs get ribbit out of the pond. And
yeah, because I feel like more people are aiming for that class now. So,
it's very popular.
It's tough to say. He's got such a nice physique.
I think he's fucking sick.
Yeah,
I look at him, I'm like,
it is crazy. Like, he has
I like how it's a joke between him and Ian, the shit arms. Yeah. And his arms aren't good, but it doesn't affect his physique whatsoever. It's like it goes perfectly with what he has. It's all there.
You know why? I think it's because if your waist... I always felt like big arms were a great illusion to making your waist look smaller.
Yeah.
So if you have a thick waist, like for me, for example, if I have a thicker waist, when my arms aren't full blown, my waist looks even worse. So I feel like with Bumstead, having small arms, it doesn't hurt him because his waist is fucking tiny. So it looks like it all fits.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think it's strange because there are a lot of bodybuilders that are like really, really good and their whole physiques are complete. But if you break them down by body part, they have areas that most would consider missing or could be better. You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, here's an example. Flex Lewis, he would admit that he probably needs to bring his chest up.
Yeah. Hang on, but
a chest is a very important body part, but it does not remotely hurt his physique. Everything flows perfectly. Yeah. He doesn't have very thick back.
Yeah.
Like his relaxed reds is probably his weakest shot.
Yeah.
But his rear double is so good. He doesn't need.
You're talking about flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. It's like, so Sean Roden, everyone like has always says he needs more arms. However, his front double is one of the best of all time.
It fits with his physique,
And it's like, sometimes it's bodybuilding is not about body parts. It's about the entire physique. And it's strange because like those two examples, they have what some would consider body parts missing, but they're not missing the physique. The whole physique is perfect as it is.
Yeah. You know? What do you think about, I don't know how many classic guys you follow, but do you know who Ruff Diesel is?
Oh yeah, I've trained with him. He's sick.
What do you think about, I feel like Ruff Diesel could compete with Chris Bumstead.
Yeah, he's so good and he trains really fucking hard. I trained with him in Florida and I got to spend the day with him and he was prepping for the show he won. He was like 5 weeks out. He's just he's just awesome and he's like, he's a proper bodybuilder. He doesn't skip meals, like he doesn't skip a beat. He's just on it and he just loved it.
He looks like
he just seemed like he was like, I don't know, you know, when somebody you're around somebody, you can just tell they love it and it's kind of like makes you want to do it more.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
But I feel like I don't know how he looks on stage, but when he takes photos and like he puts them on Instagram and shit,
He looks that good on stage, if not better.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he can beat Chris? I think he's better than Breon.
Potentially.
I mean, and yeah, like I said, I have to see them on stage.
Hard to tell because, honestly, some bodybuilders don't look very good until you put them next to other people.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, I don't really know what he looks like on stage next to these guys, but in his photos, he looks so complete. And so his conditioning is so good and everything's fit.
John preps him, right?
Yeah, he helps him out, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I Rough Diesel seems to be the only one. And then do you know who Brandon Harding is?
The name.
He looks like a Chris Bumstead 2.0.
Okay.
He's pretty impressive too. So I don't know. I think there's some guys coming up, man, that could push Chris, but it's gonna be tough. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
What doesn't Chris has, does he have health issues or no?
I think he had some kind of like immune thing a couple of years ago. I'm not really sure what it was, but it was like, but he was okay. I'm not too certain.
I'm just wondering if somebody like that would walk away because he's kind of done everything. You can kind of like walk away now and be like, whatever. I don't want to fuck with my health anymore. I already won the Olympia. I can just, that's it, right? You can just walk away.
Well, that's what Eddie Hall did.
Is that why Eddie Hall retired? I always wondered that.
Yeah, he always said he wanted to win it once and fuck off.
Why? Did he have health issues or just didn't want
to? He didn't want any health issues. He thought if I carry on doing it longer than he did, he thought it would kill him.
Yeah.
He was not doing it anymore.
Do you know Eddie Hall or no?
I mean, I've spoken to him a couple of times. We're going to do some content together soon, but not more than that.
I think you should because he's like, I saw a video he posted like, I don't know, I think he put up like strongman versus bodybuilder, but it wasn't really like a bodybuilder. The guy was like obviously somebody who lifted weights. And like, I don't know who he was. He might have been a bodybuilder maybe in a different federation, but it wasn't like an open class like us.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see if you could do the stuff Eddie Hall does.
I could do some of the stuff he does now because he's not as strong as he used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I know you can't.
We're getting some 240-pound dumbbells in our gym soon. So.
What'd you do the 220s for?
I think I got 5. But yeah, I think it was a lot because I set picking them up was hard.
Yeah.
Pick one up at a time, put them in my knee, put the other one up, put it on my knee, then sit down.
I find it crazy that you didn't have anybody hand them to you.
I don't want them to be handed to me.
I love that.
I can pick up my own dumbbells.
Who's stronger, Luke, Ian, or Prime Fuad? I'm definitely out because I never thought I was a strong bodybuilder, but who's stronger, you or Ian?
I don't know.
You know who's up there for strength too is Josh Lenarwitz.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Josh is really fucking strong too.
I don't know. I think all of us have like our freaky lifts.
Yeah.
My freaky lift was dumbbell presses recently. I don't think there's many bodybuilders who do that because James is easily as strong, if not stronger than Ian on dumbbells. Sorry, on pressing.
Yeah.
Probably stronger, actually. Yeah. Marginally. And then because Ian is a freak. But James couldn't even... James tried 3 times to get the 220s up. When he finally did get them up, he couldn't even budge them.
Really?
So I think with me, the only reason I can get them up is I'm used to it. I do the 200s like every week.
Yeah.
So that's why that lifts like... I'm known for being strong because of lifts like that. I think I put up a 9 plate aside deadlift once. That was quite a while ago.
I want to say
all of us are consistently strong, but have one lift that stands out.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you guys are stronger than each other, it's not much on, and you guys are all pretty equal in my opinion.
James is stronger than all of us, I would say.
Is he really?
Probably.
But you just said he can put up the 220s.
Yeah, I know because he's not used to them. He can flat press 6.
Really?
Yeah, he can bench 6. He can bench 5 for reps.
He's a fucking...
He can squat like 8 or 9 plates.
He's fucking crazy, man. It's fucking absolutely crazy.
It's insane. Like, he does destroy most of us.
This is the dumbest fucking question. I got to read this question to you. It's stupid. Again, I think I know the answer, but you always prove me wrong, so... Right. Would you eat... I can't even read the question. Would you rather eat chocolate-flavored shit or shit flavored chocolate?
Chocolate flavored shit.
Really?
Yeah.
It
would just be like mushy warm chocolate cake.
Yeah, but it'd be shit. Like you'd be eating shit.
It would just be chocolate.
You'd be eating shit.
I know, but I would shove a cake up a girl's ass if she was really hot and let her shit out on a plate and I'd eat it. Just said that on a podcast. That came out of nowhere. Right? I don't know why I just said that.
So
I would, but I would, and that's what I'd imagine. If you said, I'll tell you what, we're like this attractive woman, shit on a plate for you, and it would just taste like chocolate pudding. Chocolate ganache.
But what if it was, okay, wait, you're changing it. What if
I'm telling you how I'm imagining it.
Okay, what if it's not? What if it's some fat slob?
It's still just a plate of chocolate pudding to me.
But it's shit.
Yes, I know, but if you're eating okay, I've eaten those weird Harry Potter of every flavored beans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Some of them are like toothpaste flavor, bogey flavor, nappy flavor, earwax flavor, and they're horrendous. And they're just jelly beans. So if I had a shit flavored one, it's put me off. So I'm not falling for this. It might be chocolate, but if it tastes like shit, I don't want it. Those beans have scarred me.
So your new hashtag is Luke eats shit.
No, I eat chocolate pudding.
That is shit.
I know, but it's chocolate flavored. You're giving me I don't understand what are you meaning? You would take one bite. You would take one bite of that chocolate bar, and it tastes like shit, and you'd gag and want to vomit, right? I would sit there eating the poo, which tastes like chocolate, and I'd be like, "This is just chocolate poo." It's gross. Doesn't it? It smells like chocolate. It looks like chocolate. If it fucking looks like a duck.
No, it doesn't look. No, it doesn't look like chocolate. It looks like shit.
Poo looks like chocolate.
Not. If really?
You mushed chocolate up into a bowl, like a pudding, like if you got a chocolate muffin,
it's not like a nice, it doesn't come out like a nice Hershey, like all like broken up into squares. Like it's a pile of shit.
Yeah, but you can make chocolate look like that, like chocolate. It's not the same consistency, is it? It tastes like chocolate. So if it looks like chocolate, if it's, oh my God,
Chris, sir, I don't know what Chris, it is. Would you eat chocolate flavored shit or... Wait, what's the question?
Shit flavored chocolate. Oh my God. This is
phenomenal. Would you rather eat chocolate flavored shit or shit flavored chocolate? Shit flavored chocolate. See? He agrees with me.
Well, you're both wrong because you haven't thought it through. You've both been minded like, oh, wouldn't suck a dick, it's gay, but I'm happy to be vegan forever, dude.
How are you going to tell me that you're right? You would rather suck a dick? And let somebody finish in your fucking mouth and be vegan.
What? I'm not allowed fucking like Haribo. I'm not allowed ice cream. I'm not allowed cheese. I'm not allowed bacon. I'm not allowed fucking burgers. I'm not allowed pizza with the toppings I like on them. I'm not allowed butter. No, you can fuck off. But for the rest of my life, food is one of the things I get the most amount of pleasure from. And I'm not allowed that for the rest of my...
You're changing this. You'd rather eat shit. Right. I can take a shit.
I would rather eat shit because you're governed by your senses. If I shut my eyes, it's chocolate pudding because that's what it tastes like.
No, you can't shut your eyes. You have to see me take a shit.
Why? Okay, I would just look away. I don't have to. I don't normally, when I'm eating food, I don't stare at it.
You don't look at your food? The whole point of presentation.
I look at it. Mate.
There's a whole art. There's a whole art of presentation. Fine, because what you see is what you're eating. So you're going to look at a plate of shit. What, are you going to put some parsley on it and be like, oh, it's okay now?
Yeah, I'll garnish it. No, I won't garnish it. You don't put garnishes on a fucking dessert. Those corn bits are white chocolate chips, right?
Holy fuck. You never cease to fucking amaze me. You're always I think you just do it to piss me off.
I just don't go in with the obvious answer because I actually give it a quick think. The vegan one, I think you will never change my mind on that because I'm not gay, so it doesn't bother me.
But that's what makes it even worse. If you were gay, it would be no big deal.
Yes, but the fact that I'm not gay, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I know I'm straight. So sucking a dick in the context of not being allowed to eat meat or doing anything, I have to be vegan forever.
I don't think being a vegan is that bad.
No, it probably isn't, but I love the foods I love and none of them are vegan. None of my favorite foods are vegan.
Yeah.
So I can't have any of them for the rest of my life.
We're not going to agree on that one. So that would just go back.
Right, well, you can suck at it.
I'll eat some vegetables. So I'm all right.
There you will. There with a fucking cucumber.
Okay. So Luke eats shit. New hashtag. Luke eats shit.
Don't give me that. Don't. No.
Okay. No. Don't do it.
Luke loves anal.
Luke loves anal. Luke loves anal.
At least go with something that's true.
And Luke sucks a dick.
That's out of context. Luke loves anal. I do. So you can't be like, oh, this is disgusting. Like, I can't believe you're saying that about me because it is a fact.
Yeah, that's okay. I like that. I like that too.
Yeah, but you don't get it, do you?
We're not going to go there because we're not going to go there because I'm married and it's my wife. Is it?
You can tell me off air. You give me a little wink. Wink twice. This is BS. Yes.
Wink twice. Okay, I'll wink twice. Anyways.
Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about this. This podcast is supposed to be professional. We're supposed to be
adults. We were fucking professional until somebody asked me if you would eat chocolate flavored shit and you said yes.
Yeah, because I believe in the philosophies of the Matrix. What is reality, Vlad?
Oh, here we go.
See and hear and taste and touch. Shit in the mouth that tastes like chocolate in the Matrix is just chocolate.
But it's not. It's the shit came out of my butt and you fucking ate it.
Why is it kind of yours? Why does it kind of come out of the woman of my choice?
Because that's too easy.
Why is
it? And how does it make it? How does it make the woman more attractive? If it's attractive?
It doesn't because I just pretend she's. I don't know because at least it's less gross than a fucking than you shitting the ball. That's why.
Okay, can we get on to something?
Yeah, we can go.
Okay, let's get on to something better.
Right, disgusting. I've got so many Instagram messages.
How big are you now, Luke? How far off, say, Jay Cutler's physique are you?
What? How far off Jay Cutler's physique am I?
Yeah, that's the question. About
5 million miles?
Yeah, I don't think people realize how big Jay was. Because you know what it is? I think people think weight is weight, and it's not. Like Phil Heath at 250 is not me at 250. So,
yeah.
People need to realize, like, just because you're a certain weight doesn't mean you're that. Yeah,
Jay was not a human.
Yeah. Would you rather win the Olympia one time and never win another show again, or be a 10-time runner-up at the Olympia?
Win it once, fuck off.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
I'm not saying I disagree with you, just for the record, but I'm just thinking, if you were second place 10 times, first of all, that means... What's second place?
It sounds great when you put it like that, but you have to consider 10 years of this crushing disappointment.
Yeah, but think about 10 years of, what is it, 200 grand for second place?
I know, but if you become Mr. Olympia once, you can turn that into a lot.
Plus, not to mention, fans really love an underdog. Like, people loved Jay when he was second place. Like, they loved Jay. And he was making big bank because he was like, you might as well be Mr. Olympia if you're second place 10 times in a row.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather just do it once and fuck off.
Just get the title and say you did it.
Yeah, go down in history.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, nobody's going to remember the 10-time runner-up.
Probably not.
Well, they'll remember them, but not...
They won't be remembered in the same light.
That's right. I know neither of you like the push-pull leg routine, but if you were to run one, would you have one set of days focused on heavy lifting or one set of days focused on hypertrophy? Or would you, for example, have one push, stay focus a little more in... What?
I think you'll be in trouble, mate.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, this is too complex for me.
When it comes to the training, I believe if your goal, depending on your goal, is what should be depending on your split. So either upper, lower, or push pull legs, depending on your experience. Because at that level, your overall aim is to build mass. They're brilliant for that. This is literally what training should be, in my opinion. And then from there, you start breaking down body parts based on your physique development, especially if you're a competitor. The higher level you get, the more specific you have to become. So when it comes to training, what do we know builds muscle? We know it's heavy training and a degree of volume. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. No one is actually sure, scientifically speaking, whether going to failure or not is important. Whether training heavy or high volume is important or not. So why can people just not get a good mix of it all in their training? Because that's what myself and James do. We don't follow any particular principle. We just try and touch upon everything there is we know works for building muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it and we figure out to a point where we can recover, how many days off we need, and how to not hammer our lower backs. You can work out just by reverse engineering your body.
Can I ask you, I don't remember this being such a topic of discussion 5 years ago.
No. And you know what? About 5 years ago, I was doing push-pull legs.
Well, I've been doing the bro split.
The bro split's built more muscle than any other split ever, of all time ever.
Dude, I did the bro split when I started. That's the split I started with.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, I just don't know why people have to complicate shit. Just do the fucking bro split. Just train one body part a week and fucking that's good enough. Or do the push pull leg split.
People aren't talking, they're focusing on the little bits, not on the broad strokes. Why over this?
True. We went over this last week. All right, let's move on. How often do you...
Hang on, go back to the training quickly. Do you not think it's like a video game and you have to level up?
Your training?
Yeah. Do you level up so that you get stronger? You can do more weight, you can do more volume, you can handle more intensity.
I don't.
You couldn't walk into the gym and train the first day you went in the same way that you were at your prime. It takes time to level up to that level.
No, I did.
You're a freak.
I'm not a freak. I don't think this... Listen, I think your weights level you up. I don't think your split makes a difference.
I think it does. I think it does when you're at a certain size.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not disagreeing with you that
you... You
could be 100% right.
I'm not saying one's better than the other.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying don't be drawn in by what everyone tells you is best. Actually, try to think about it for yourself.
I think it's all very simple. I think you can do one or two body parts a day, training 5 days a week, taking 2 days off. These are some hard and fast rules that I like.
Yep.
Okay. 5 days a week, 2 days off. You can train one or two body parts a day. You can do less sets for smaller muscle groups, less exercise. Ideally, do like for biceps, triceps, you can do three exercises, four or five exercises for bigger body parts. And that's it. It's not, and I did that since I was 20 all the way till now. The only thing that changed was as I got stronger, my weights increased. And the only other thing that changed is when I saw weaknesses, I would add a second day for a lagging body part.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else was, it's just that fucking simple. Like, I don't know. And it's probably the same thing for push pull legs. If you started that way, then.
Well, one of the things that kind of made me train the way I did the split is I really liked the idea of being really strong as well.
Yeah.
The strength component was a huge thing. So to achieve, it kind of went in hand. It went in. So like DC training was get stronger, get bigger.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
So maybe train really hard, not much volume, a lot of recovery, and get as strong as possible. And I was really drawn into that. But a lot of these guys these days, if you're just training like a normal bodybuilder doing push-pull legs,
yeah,
probably not enough.
So you think push-pull legs is better for getting stronger, but not necessarily for hypertrophy?
No, I think it's brilliant to put on just size. I have no issues. I think push-pull legs is brilliant. I think it's one of the best splits there is. I think what it does is it neglects too many body parts that are necessary. Like they're your adductors, your rear delts, your arms are super important.
Yeah.
If you are training to be a competitive bodybuilder and you're missing those body parts out, why? I mean, a lot of guys, unless you're genetic rest, which is fine. I know a lot of guys have figured out really well, John Jewett, Dusty Hanshaw, JP, they've kind of figured out ways around that. But just doing the bog standard push pull legs and saying that's better than everything else is just mental to me.
You know what I found out is push pull legs is not very different from what I've been doing. Because honestly, like I train chest and shoulders together.
Yep, so do I.
So that's a fucking push day minus the triceps.
Yep.
And most people just do one exercise for triceps after that anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so really your new crazy split or this thing that you're obsessing about, push pull legs better than bro split. The fucking bro splits it's almost the same shit. Like it's not that far off. They're not that far off each other.
Yeah.
Cause I think people think bro split is one body part. It's not necessarily one body part. A lot of pros are training usually two, like they'll do hamstrings and calves together or hamstrings and quads together or back and biceps, chest and shoulders, something.
The other thing is when you're training one body part, if you're training back and you're deadlifting, it's not really one body part.
Well, this
is a barbell row really one body part? When you're doing a bench press, heavy as you can for 6 to 8 reps, is that really just your chest?
Yeah, yeah.
What I mean is there's a lot of carry. If you put dips on your arm day, is that really only your triceps?
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing like James and I put RDLs in my back day because we want extra hamstring work because it's not just your back. So
well, that's
the bro split. What I'm saying is there's a lot of elements of push pull legs. Is everything is hitting directly anyway, very hard.
That's right. I think it's almost like people just want to belong to a camp. But if you look at the actual camps, they're not that fucking different.
Like, it's just McDonald's versus Burger King to me. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. They're both brilliant. If you like one more than the other, cool. If you don't, I don't give a shit. I like both.
Yeah.
Me and my fair share of both.
All right. Let's move on. We'll do a few more.
Oh, this turkey is like sagging. I think I put it the other wrong.
Can you address the... Actually, I kind of do want to address this. Can you address the Bradley Martin thing? Did you hear what Bradley Martin said?
No.
And forgive me if I'm quoting this wrong. Somebody sent it to me. They didn't send me the actual link of what he said. They quoted him and sent it to me. But they said that...
Bradley Martin.
Bradley Martin's like a YouTube...
I think we've had this discussion, but I still don't quite know who he is. Okay,
carry on. He's a social media celebrity, I guess you could call him, right? He does really well. He's got tons and tons of followers. Huge, huge YouTube subscribership. Does a podcast that does really, really well. He's very, very popular.
Cool.
But he's more like... But he's actually very strong. He's got some impressive lifts. And he's got like the kind of body like the average guy would love to have. He's not like a huge bodybuilder or anything like that.
Sounds great.
He's a good, funny guy. His YouTube videos are fucking interesting. Or can whatever. I cover Bradley Martin? What's anyway, his I guess he was asked why he didn't compete. And he said he didn't compete because the whole thing is rigged. Or you kind of know who's going to win. Or I think he said it's rigged and you know who's going to win before the shows. And I'm like, I've never, ever.
That's absolute tosh.
I don't know. I won a couple shows. Nobody came up to me before the shows and said, you're going to win today. Like, no, but that didn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen, especially not at the pro level. No one cares. Maybe that doesn't happen anymore. There's no money in it. Who the fuck cares? I think the judges would like it when things get shaken up.
I've never...
You know how boring it must be to be a judge.
I always thought, and I don't know if this is true, but I always thought if there is politics, which a lot of people said there was, or I don't know if... I don't hear it as prevalent nowadays, but... No. I always felt like if, let's say me and you're competing and me and you are, let's say we're exactly the same on stage. Yep. If your sponsor's putting more money into the sport, I feel like you would get a nod.
Maybe, but that's kind of human nature as well.
Yeah. 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 I'm not saying it's like a malicious.
In a sport that is judged.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I guess as far as the Bradley Martin thing goes, I think that's bullshit. I've never...
No, he's actually wrong in most places. There might be some corruption in some shows in some areas. I'm not sure. Everything that I've done personally hasn't been like that.
Yeah, I can agree with that too.
Because the promoter at Tampa, where he spoke to me before, Tim Gardner, he made it, the way he spoke to me, he filled me with so much confidence. He was like, he was telling me I was going to win.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me, and I didn't, but he was just...
Yeah, I've had that.
You know, they just kind of make you feel really good about yourself.
That's right. I've had that, yeah. I have a question here from someone. I don't know what the fuck this is, so you can tell me. He says, Luke, as a lover of anal, have you ever done the donkey punch or the Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, yes. Donkey punch, no, because it would kill someone, so no.
I think I know what the donkey punch is, but can you explain?
I believe a donkey punch is when you come, you punch him in the head. I believe.
That's what I thought it was, too.
And as a man...
I've never heard of the Spider-Man.
So what I believe it to be is when you come in your own hand and you go Spider-Man on them.
Oh.
You flick it on them and go Spider-Man.
Yeah. That doesn't even appeal to me.
It's fucking hilarious. The other one, my favorite one, is when you get it on and put it on your thumb and just go Simba. And you will get that reference now. Put it on your thumb and just go up to them and just go, of course their forehead, Simba.
Did you watch the fights last week?
I watched the highlights, yeah.
The highlights.
I couldn't find the fight. It's really hard to get here unless you have a pay-per-view and pay for it.
Yeah.
I can't find it. If you send me a link to the full fight, I'll watch it.
You're fucking balling now. You can afford the $50 or whatever it is.
Yeah, but not 4 a.m. I can't. I'm in prep.
That's true. All right, you get a pass because you're in prep.
Exactly.
Outside of the Olympia and the Arnold, what do y'all think are the most prestigious bodybuilding shows? Also, why did you maliciously snap at Luke in the last podcast?
It was my fault, to be fair.
No, it wasn't.
I did deserve that. I was just being childish, I think. No.
Anyways, what I think I'm going to say New York.
I would agree with you, New York.
All right. Let's do two more. You want to pick one or no?
Yeah. I'm just going to the old phone out.
Love the podcast. When you're using such high doses of test, how do you keep your hematocrit and red blood cell count from getting out of control?
I don't use
hair is bothering me nuts. Might drive me nuts. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't use crazy high. I've been quite fortunate. I've never needed to. And it's not a more. It's not like a moral thing. Like, I refuse to do it. I've just never needed to, which is good. And I take about a liter of blood out of myself every 12 weeks.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just on your own?
Yep. I know I have somebody here to make sure I don't die, which is always important. I have like a cannula. I have all so I have a cannula. I have the tourniquet for the upper arm.
Yeah, yeah.
I have everything that I need. And then I just literally drain it into one of the bags and I dispose of it.
Crazy. Can I ask you this? If your hematocrit is high, do you think it's possible that it goes high and stays just in that place? Because that's kind of what's happened to me over the course of my entire career.
Well, mine's always been on the kind of the higher end of normal, but it's always been within range. But I do take blood out all the time.
Mine's always been just above normal.
Yeah.
But my doctor's never been concerned, and it's never gone above that small bit.
That's okay then. If your doctor's okay, then your doctor's okay. I think that's
No, I know. I'm just asking you, like, why wouldn't it keep going up?
Like maybe maybe nothing's causing it to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one thing I do want to say to this guy is, or people that are asking about this is, and I guess this kind of goes against what you do. I always feel like it's something your doctor should tell you to do.
What should be?
Like draining your blood.
I honestly don't think my doctor gives a shit about me, and I don't think she even knows who I am.
Okay, I guess that's one scenario. But
which is why a lot of doctors and a lot of people don't have a very close relationship with their doctors.
Yeah. If you do have a doctor who gives a shit about you, kind of like I have a doctor who cares, and he goes over my blood work with me and he'll tell me what to do and what not to do. And maybe that's why I talk about my health all the time, because I feel like I can relay the message. But I feel like you shouldn't be draining your own blood unless your doctor's told you to. But I mean, you seem to know what you're doing.
So. No, I don't do it off my own back. I've had, like, my doctor told me I might ages ago to donate blood.
Yeah.
I have a blood donor card. I can donate blood. Two reasons I don't. They're always fully booked. It's pretty difficult to get a slot.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable, even though it's not, even though obviously being a bodybuilder, we have obviously our blood's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable putting that in a hospital.
Yeah. I get you.
So I just rather do it myself. My doctor told me that ages ago, and Dr. Dean St. Martin, I always ask advice on blood work and what to do, and he suggested it was a good idea. He said, there's tons of other reasons why it can benefit.
Okay.
That I don't know, because I'm not clever enough, but I was told. So it's like, you know, like leech treatment. A lot of people do that.
What's that?
You can see in like a thing, they put leeches on their feet and they just let the leech suck a load of blood out, and they do it every 3 weeks.
Who does that?
It's like a really weird treatment that people get. Like, you know, when you sit when you have your feet put in with all the little goldfish to eat the skin off your feet.
Yeah.
With leeches as well.
That's something modern? Like people are doing that now?
No, but they still do it. Because when I was in Cancun on a vacation once with Carly, my ex, we did it. The leeches was an option. We wanted to do the leeches, but they weren't the option that day.
So you did the fish.
Yeah.
And they eat the skin off your feet.
Yeah, that they actually did. It just took them. So the thing is, they give you an amazing foot massage first to clean, to wash your feet, and they sand your feet down with like, they put like all the salts and all the rubs on it.
Yeah.
Wash your feet. Then they put the fish in there. They go, oh, the feet, look. And then you're supposed to go, oh, the fish have made my feet so soft. No, dick. It was a fucking massage I had before. Such a load of shit. The fish did not make my feet that smooth.
I don't think it might have.
No.
I know. I've had the foot scraping before. It's great.
Yeah, so you scrape all the dead skin off your foot, and then you're just like, it was a fish.
Okay,
I was really impressed if it was that smooth, and my feet went in fresh.
To the foot thing? To the fish thing?
Yeah, like they didn't. I didn't get rubbed. I just went and put them in fresh, and then it came out that smooth. Then I'd be really impressed.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Do you want to ask the last question or no?
Yeah, okay. How big do you have to be considered a unit?
Over 250 pounds. And you have to be at least under 12% body fat.
You have to be
You can't be like 35% body fat.
I was going to say like 230 and like...
230 is not a unit.
And mild, and a little bit soft.
Anthony's 230 and a little bit soft. You consider him a unit?
But he's quite tall, isn't he?
Yeah, but that... So there's a height limit too.
5'8", 5'9"
See, I think you should just make it easy. 250.
Okay, if you're built like somebody that's 230 and 5'9", and it's relatively lean, then you're a unit. So if you're 6 foot, you just upscale that.
I don't think so, man. I think maybe because I'm out of touch. Because I think it depends on the person. Like if an average person looks at a 230-pound guy, 5'9".
I'm thinking about it from an average person's perspective.
So I'm thinking about it from the bodybuilders club, the hardcore
team. Bodybuilder, top five Olympian.
I'm thinking about we're the hardcore team.
Yeah.
Right? As you would call it. So I think if you're in the hardcore team, if you want to be considered a unit, you got to be over 250.
Oh, yeah. In our exclusive elitist club. Yeah. You have to be. Well over. On stage. Peeled.
Glutes. Not on stage. I didn't say that. I said over 250, under 12% body fat.
If for the general public, anyone over 200 pounds who has shoulders.
Is a unit. Yeah. All right, man. Wrap it up this week?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say or promote before we go?
No.
Nothing important.
I want to know what people think of the wall, because if it is genuinely shit, because I have terrible like interior design sense. This isn't even interior design. I just thought it looked better than black. I thought if I have a black backdrop, it looks like I'm going to do a magic show.
My opinion. Yeah? I would have got black, but it suits your personality having a brick wall.
I just thought it was like sometimes when I see other podcasts, they're in like a brick warehouse and it looks pretty cool in the background. It's normal.
Oh, so you're going for like the Joe Rogan look, but without actually having the actual bricks.
Well, I know, because I've never watched Joe Rogan's or any of it.
No?
I've never actually watched it.
Huh.
Maybe I should when I do my car. I just listen to it in the car.
You know, there's a lot of new podcasts popping up, eh?
Yeah, eh?
You know what I'm
saying? Sorry.
A is like when you guys say no. You know, sometimes at the end of a sentence, you guys will put no at the end of a sentence.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I don't know if I do it, but maybe I probably do. Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts. I wonder if anyone will copy this shit.
They're copying it already.
Who? Go on. Go on, Flood.
Nobody's copying it. They're just, I think.
I wonder if people think our humor is really forced.
Is our humor forced? Funny, somebody asked me a question today. I hit 100,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel.
That's really good, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. And somebody said, do you attribute your success to Luke?
Yes. Well, my YouTube channel has been open a week and I've got 10,000 subscribers. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's great, man.
I mean, I know it always starts off well to get to where
you'll go, because, dude, you're interesting to listen to and shit. Your
videos are brilliant.
Mine sat at 25,000 for the first 10 years of my career. Yeah. And then only last, when I started the podcast in June, I built up the rest of it. Yes, because
you're welcome.
I want to thank you and every other fucking guest I had. Honestly, man, because it's like you and all the
guests. Hey, it's a brilliant channel. I do no work for this. I don't know who does the posters. I don't know who does any of that. Do you do all that?
I do everything.
And you put them out on time. You do the clips with the little star
theme. I do the graphics. I do the fucking video. You're
really good at this stuff. I have to pay somebody to do all mine because I'm shit.
See, you're balling, so you can pay someone. I'm not balling. So
it's part of the deal that Rebecca and I have. She handles it. I was like, I can't do any of the YouTube stuff because she's going to be a partner in my I'm going to consider my YouTube channel a business.
I thought about that. I thought about getting somebody. You know, I talked to other people. I'm not going to mention any names, but they give somebody like 20% of the revenue.
I will when we start. For now, I'm going to pay it. We're going to like sort out a kind of like a job kind of thing. So I basically kind of almost.
She's really good with her videos.
Well, I obviously she charges per video. Yeah. And what we're going to decide to do is I'll do a set amount of videos for us, just a set rate. So she's like, still pro rata, okay, basically.
Yeah.
We're going to do, I think we're going to do that for maybe 6 months and then 6 months time, just see how things are going. And then if the channel's earning money, then we'll discuss them. But I mean, she's really good at this stuff. She does a lot of work. She's fucking amazing, actually.
What are your
3 days?
Yeah.
She does everything. She does all the little videos that go on my swipe up. She does all the graphics. She does all the uploading. She does. She looks up all the algorithms. She's really good at all of it. She's and
I need her
to
work. Videographer. I need her to work for me too.
Yeah. Well, when I come to when I come out, I can bring her with me if you want.
So you're paying her to take to help you with all that shit, eh? I just do all my own shit.
She's a videographer.
I know it's great. I pay a videographer to do it, but I don't. I don't know if it's trust or what, but I like handling my own channel.
I do. But the thing is, I've worked for Rebecca a lot for a very long time. Yeah. I also have another videographer for his Fit Visuals. His name's Chris. Mm-hmm. And he does all my big project stuff I do with Redcon. So all the really cinematic, very
yeah, I've large, seen that. Yeah.
He does all that and he's fucking amazing at that.
Yeah.
So anytime my channel needs that, that's Rebecca and I will likely say that we'll pay Chris.
So what is your,
you know, so it's very, so do you have like different people you can use for different styles? Cause that's, cause I know you do a lot yourself. I'm going to do a lot of myself, hence yeah. the wall. And then, I've got a choice of a couple of different videographers depending on what I want doing.
I have two videographers I work with. They have different styles, so it is good. But I was going to ask you, have you thought about your material or are you just going to wait till you run out of ideas?
Well, I don't really run out of ideas because that's
why I've already run out of ideas.
People just give them to me.
Like what?
People want to see everything you do, man. You can do the same shit. You can do in the day in the life every week. People still watch it.
I started doing vlogs. They're already boring.
To you?
To me.
Well, yeah. It's not for you.
So you think I should just keep doing vlogs regardless of what
the dog is going mental at the door. They're for you. They're not for you. You're not doing them for your own benefit. You're doing them to appease your followers.
So you think
indirectly affects you.
Okay, but you think
sorry, I have to let my dog in these scam bananas.
Oh, go. I'll let you go quick. What do you guys think of that wall of flapping in the wind?
Flapping in the wind, it's not even real. Even away the illusion. Wait. Come on. He's naked. Come on. Wait, here he comes.
Come on. It's the only animal you have, right?
Yeah. Come on. Come here, you dick. Oh my God. Come here. Come here. Good boy.
Come on. I don't think it's going to work, dude.
Yeah, it's because he's like, he knows I'm on here.
That's right. He's like, I'm not not your circus clown.
Come on. There he goes. Hello. This is my dog Wicket. Oh, yeah.
How old is he?
He's nearly two.
Oh, he's young still.
He's my little boy. He's my child.
How long do they live? Like 15, 20?
I think they live about 15 years, Rocky. He's young.
My chocolate lab is 16 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, man. He's like, we feed him like ground beef and rice every day.
Oh, he eats a lot. Do you do that because that's what you've always fed him, or do you do it because it kind of works in with what you eat?
He had surgery on his throat like 3 years ago, and he can't eat kibble anymore. So we just make him people food.
Do you love it?
Fuck, yeah, he's still alive. I'm like, you know what? I think that's what's keeping him alive, personally. So at 16, like, fuck, every other dog in his litter. Doing okay? Day to day. He takes a lot of painkillers right now, but he's... Some days he wakes up, he's running around. Some days he wakes up, he don't want to get out of bed. Yes, so anyway, I was going to ask you, you think putting a vlog up, even if it's similar every day or every other day or every whatever, twice a week, you think people are still going to watch that?
Yeah, but they are. Ask people. It's your channel. Interact with people. These are the people watching
them. Well, I do.
There you go. So if you're asking people, you can get the feedback you want. I think that's the cool thing about YouTube. That we can ask the people who take the time to subscribe and watch the videos what they actually want to see. And they give you an answer and you can answer them.
Yeah, no, I know. And I do that. But I think the hardest part I found about YouTube is just coming up with new content because things feel like they get stale. Yeah. That's why I love the podcast, because the podcast is different every week. Whether I'm doing it with you, we answer people's questions, or whether I have another guest on or something, it's always kind of fresh. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff on my own, you run out a little bit. But
yeah, maybe just go by the feedback from your channel. Everything you need to know in the comment section.
Do you
ever just tell people to fuck off?
I try not to.
Like, I had somebody that had a massively laid into me, like a paragraph shitty comment earlier about my barber row. wind your neck in, you little cunt. Why are you talking to me like that? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know, we put up a good post today. It was Patrick Moore. I don't know if you saw it. Patrick Moore put up a post about basically what you just said is don't, like, why are you fucking telling us we're missing body parts or we're doing this or doing that wrong? He's like, we know what parts we're missing. We know what parts we need to fix. We know, like, you don't need to fucking come on and, like, shit on us, basically, is what he was saying.
Yeah, Patch is a good guy. It's a good message.
Yeah.
A good
man. Yeah, I thought it was a good message, I think.
I wouldn't be able to put it across like that. I'm like, listen, you pricks, fuck off. And that's bad. Maybe that's how I know when I'm on, because I start turning into like that, where other times of the day, I'm like, hey, guys, just so you know, that I think it's rather rude.
That's a huge difference for me, I notice.
Maybe.
I'm way more of a dick when I'm on.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, man. Been a couple hours. We'll
Is that a good episode? Is that a good episode? I can't even tell anymore. They're all blurry into one.
They all sound like shit to me.
It's awful.
Like, you know what's insane? Can I tell you what's insane? We did an episode last week. I did James. The week before was just me and you.
Yeah.
I thought it was just an average, you know, episode. It broke every fucking record on our channel. It beat all my real bodybuilding podcasts. The one with
Cedric. Maybe just people love the. It's fucked up. I hope people like The Wall. I want to see in the comments whether if they think The Wall is okay. If you've made it, the dog's on berserk. The dog doesn't understand The Wall.
I think
people need to tell me whether it's good or bad. If it's absolutely terrible, I'll take it down. I thought it was a cool idea.
I think it fits your personality perfectly.
I think it's better than just The Room behind me.
It's just funny. It's funny. It fits you.
It's really funny. Why did they care? I said it's not real. That's what makes it funny. If I say, like, ooh, I'm in a fucking dungeon, I'd look like a fucking dick when as soon as I get a draft. No,
it's funny because you picked Brick, of all things. You picked
Brick. That was the only option that I wanted. I was actually searching for, like, cityscape or countryside.
Why don't you message Aaron and be like, hey, man, I need a fucking backdrop?
Because it's his birthday.
Today. That's even better. Say, for your birthday, I'm working for you. Send me a fucking packet. What does somebody buy Aaron Singerman for his birthday?
He likes very creative gifts, obviously.
Like what?
He's got a lot of paintings in his office of, like, very famous American paintings with his face, like replacing George Washington. It's really funny. It's hilarious. And it's been done by a professional artist.
Yeah.
He likes gadgets and gizmos and just bullshit.
Huh. Did you get him anything?
No, he didn't pay me enough to get him anything.
Yeah. You send him a... Meaning
I can't afford his tastes.
Have you been on a private jet with him yet?
No. I'm sure I will, though.
I noticed Blessing posted a picture of him and Aaron on a private jet.
Because Blessing lives in Boca, so obviously wherever Blessing goes with Aaron, they have to go on the private
jet. They go together, yeah. That's pretty cool. All right, man. We'll put this up and see if everybody thinks it sucks or if it's good, and then we'll do...
It's interesting, isn't it? It makes you quite paranoid in a way sometimes.
See, why do you care? Usually you don't care. What's going on? Are you more invested now?
Listen, mate, look at this fucking studio. there's no table in front of me. I've got the camera. Like, the camera you're watching me in is actually not a camera like this built into the Mac. It's I bought a camera.
Yes.
There's lights. There's not a professional lights in it. Wait, the lights do stuff. Look, watch this. Wait, I can turn them off. That's something, right? Off. See, Mr. Pink. Put them back on.
Oh, that's nice.
I can put them all really bright. Whoa, fuck that. Oh, I can bring them right back down. There you go. That's about where it was. Right down.
Yeah. That was too low. There you go.
You get sick.
See, now you know how I feel. Now you finally know how I feel. Because I already bought all this shit at the very beginning. I had the light, the camera, the backdrop, the fucking... So I'm invested. So every time
I was a guest originally.
I know that, but that's why every time we do it, I'm like, was that shit? Is that because I'm fucking nervous?
Because of my background, is what we're saying. That's why I've changed it. That's why I'm in front of a genuine warehouse wall. I'm in a dungeon. It's all rusty in here. What I should do is I should put massive reverb on my mic.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like you're in a
warehouse. Yeah. I've got the mixer here for the microphone, so I could do that.
Let me see it. You bought the actual...
I don't know what the controls are, because I haven't given it a proper look. I only worked out what the volume was, so I haven't actually looked at any of the other controls yet. The gain, I've got the gain, the volume, the gate.
Are you going to start doing your own podcast?
Ah, oh, fuck that. This one's enough.
No, I mean like with guests and shit.
No.
No? Just this one's good?
This one's perfect.
All right.
I mean, I did Muscular Development this morning. It's a confession. This wasn't the first podcast that I have this on.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, we'll post this quick after the show. Get it up.
You're on Global Muscle?
Yes.
Do you really like that show?
I love Giles and AJ. They're great.
Hmm. No comment.
Okay. But I actually genuinely think they're brilliant people, and I think they mean really well.
I think Giles is great. I think AJ's good. Just, I don't know. I feel like they don't get in depth enough with their.
Their interviews are very short and to the point. They're kind of like the news. They're a quick like, "Hey, Johnny."
Maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe
that's why it's not the same. It's not like yours where they have an in-depth conversation. It's very much like this is the news. Quick bish bash watch interview like you'd see a player on Fox News or something.
Yeah, I think maybe I like getting deeper into shit. That's why
That's not their angle with that.
Yeah, it's more maybe that's why. Yeah.
News show like American Online Magazine in a way. Talking about online magazines,
yeah.
We're closing that Brutal Muscle down because it didn't really work.
Why?
It didn't really work too well. That's why I'm putting my money back into
your YouTube. Own channel. Yeah.
So I have all of my 2019 content that I can post on my channel.
That's great.
And I have all. I have. It's not just me either. I have Patrick Moore videos, your video. I've got Kuklo training, Branch Warren training, Lenar Twitz. All these videos are paid for, so I could put them on my channel.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all my ones on there, all my behind the scenes from all my shows last year. Like every show Ben was with me and we filmed.
I don't think you should put other people's stuff on your channel.
But it's not me. It's just that this is like a Brutal Muscle playlist.
I know, I guess. But is that...
I know they've been paid for it. They know what it is and they get seen by more people. Why wouldn't they want that?
I feel like branding is... I feel like you're trying to brand yourself and brand your channel. And this is just an open conversation for everybody to listen to.
Yeah, maybe it's good.
Something we would normally talk about off air, but I don't care.
I could even just set up a second channel. But more to the point is I have all my videos. A ton. I think I've got 96 videos of me.
I'm just saying, if I was you, your channel should be about you so you can brand yourself.
But that's a nice cost-effective way of getting a lot of content. I've got all the old stuff. So it's only a year. It's not even a year old.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to go eat and get on with my day and get the shit up posted for everybody. Yeah. I will. What are you guys doing? Are you going to book a ticket here or what?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're just figuring it out, man. What are you talking about? Yeah.
What?
I don't think I'll be, James and I really be, I don't think it'd be appropriate for James and I to film with John.
Why?
Because of all the history of Aaron.
Oh, with Granite. Well, it doesn't matter. Just come here anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like Prime.
I get it. I'm saying, don't worry about it. Just come here. We won't have to. Me and John can do our own thing some other time.
I still wanted to. Hopefully, we can still train together. That'd be cool.
Well, I don't think. I mean, I don't think John. I've talked to John about it. I don't think John has an issue.
Okay.
So it's only. You should ask Aaron if he has an issue. If Aaron has no issue.
Okay.
Then we can all do a video together.
Yeah, well, we're still going to come out anyway. I just don't want to piss anyone off because I don't like making people uncomfortable. You
know? No, man, we're all just going to fucking eat and train and have fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, brother. I'll catch you next week.
Yep. Cool.
All right, man.
See you later, man. I don't have to leave the meeting. I don't have to do any of that. I'll just say goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
See you later, man. Bye.